And good morning, and welcome to another edition of Massive Match Day. I am your host, Matt Goshard. Thank you very much to our sponsor, once again, Old North Arcade. Go ahead and check out their newly expanded facilities. They're located right there on High Street, right in the heart of Old North. Old North Arcade, great place to go grab yourself a cocktail before or after any Crew SC match, and check out their huge selection of video games, skee-ball, air hockey, and console systems. Craft beer, craft cocktails, Old North Arcade. Let's get right into it. Not a lot to talk about for this one, unfortunately. The Crew dropping a result on Wednesday in D.C. in pretty poor fashion in the second half. It's going to pretty much all but eliminate them from playoff contention. There still is, according to Sports Club stats, a 1.4% chance that the Crew make the playoffs. However, even winning out, they do not control what happens going forward. They need a lot of help from a lot of teams further up on the table. The Chicago Fire come into the game completely knocked out of the playoffs. There is no mathematical way that the Chicago Fire will make the playoffs this year. So it's a tale of two basement dwellers. The Crew coming in to this one with a game in hand over the majority of the field. Unfortunately, this is the last home match of the season. Not a whole lot to do with that. Players out today. Nobody suspended. No warnings. Couple of players that might be out. Might be out after two yellow cards. Will be out after two yellow cards. Really, Tony Chani, the only one for the Crew. David Ackham, Miera, and Cosis for Chicago. But that really doesn't matter. The next two games are against Chicago, and then after that, we don't see them for the rest of the year. The last time these two teams played, it's going to be a 0-0 draw. Matt Lampson played really, really well in that game, and it's looking like Matt Lampson's going to be trying to prove anything he can against his former club. Also of note, Eric Gehrig playing, former Crew player there, so that should be somebody else to watch. The Crew do well against the Fire at home. They've won three out of the last four, they've gotten points in three out of the last four. They don't do too well at Bridgeview, and we'll talk about that a little bit on the main show coming up next week. Other things of note, today we do bid fond adieu to our friends in Yellow Nation Army. I don't think the individual members are going anywhere, but today is the last Yellow Nation Army tailgate. Get out there a little bit early and say hi to those guys. They do a lot of fun stuff at the tailgates. And the group will surely be missed. However, my guess is the individuals will still be around next year. Also, you can come see us. We're going to have the Massive Report t-shirts at the Land Grant tailgate. Land Grant Brewing Company sponsors the main show, and there are free beers to be had at the tailgate. We'll be out there around 3 o'clock. Like I said, I can go in and kind of break this match down way more, but with the season all but over, just get out to the stadium tonight, have a good time, and see everybody one more time before the road stand that will surely end this 2016 campaign. A lot of stuff to talk about coming forward on the show. Make sure you're listening. We will have full coverage and full breakdown of USA v. Mexico and the entire Hex. That'll be coming up pretty soon here. Also, obviously, we'll continue to talk about everything going on with the Crew until the season is officially done. Probably we'll do our standard MLS Cup show. Don't know who's going to be playing in it yet. I don't even have a prediction. But thanks for listening. Once again, thank you to our sponsor, Old North Arcade. Check them out before or after each Crew match. Quite honestly, if you check them out after tonight's match, you might see me there. So if that sways you at all, cool. If it doesn't, don't worry about it. I don't know. Thanks for listening. This is another edition of Massive Match Day.